As he sobbed, he said to himself, "Oh, my fairy, my dear, dear fairy, why did you die? Why did I not die, who am so bad, instead of you, who are so good? And my father, where can he be? Please, dear fairy, tell me where he is, and I shall never, never leave him again. You are not really dead, are you? If you love me, you will come back, alive as before. Don't you feel sorry for me? I'm so lonely. If the two assassins come, they'll hang me again from the giant oak tree, and I will really die this time. What shall I do alone in the world? Now that you are dead, my father is lost, where shall I eat? Where shall I sleep? Who will make my new clothes? Oh, I want to die. Yes, I want to die. Oh, oh, oh!"
Poor Pinocchio! He even tried to tear his hair, but as it was only painted on his wooden head, he could not even pull it.
Just then a large pigeon flew far above him. Seeing the Marionette, he cried to him,
"Tell me, little boy, what are you doing there?"
"Can't you see? I'm crying," said Pinocchio, lifting his head toward the voice and rubbing his eyes with his sleeve.
"Tell me,"
asked the pigeon,
"do you by chance know of a Marionette, Pinocchio by name?"
"Pinocchio? Did you say Pinocchio?"
replied the Marionette, jumping to his feet.
"Why, I am Pinocchio!"
At this answer, the pigeon flew swiftly down to the earth. He was much larger than a turkey.
"Then you know Geppetto also?"
"Do I know him? He's my father, my poor dear father. Has he perhaps spoken to you of me? Will you take me to him? Is he still alive? Answer me, please. Is he still alive?